Hi, my name is Dag Kartrud. I'm going to talk a bit about the ethical considerations that we can address in international public health. I've called it ethical dilemmas and consideration in public health, and it's a part of the course International Public Health here at Oslo Met. When we look at learning outcomes, we can see that this is an important issue. You are going to be able to reflect upon ethical issues and be able to discuss intercultural perspectives in public health. And this is not an easy task. And we are going to look upon some questions that we can address. I think it's important to be able to recognize the subject matter, the core values in ethics and in international public health, and try to link them together. We need to uncover legal frames to see what is about ethics. And there is a great issue about the connection between personal and societal aspects in this area. It's quite complicated, really. And to make the bridge between value systems in cultures or in societies. We can say that there is always an ongoing process, all the time, to create legal frames for legal systems based on common moral senses in the population. That's a process ongoing all the time. And these moral senses are influenced by current trends and legal frames. Nevertheless, not all about rights and wrongs are legally regulated. And we know about many issues that not are legally regulated. Even important issues is on the personal level. We have to make moral judgments by ourselves. We have to consider three aspects in public health. That's the topic that you are studying. And we have to look about the person, the personal value systems, and we have to look upon societies and culture in societies that we have to address to understand what we want to do in international public health. For health may be the most important value in our lives. Many will think religion is that value, but today in Western countries, for instance, I think health care issues is very important. Health is the basis for what you are able to achieve and what you are able to do. And then we got this very interesting process. What are the tracks from thinking to practice? How do we do politics, really? And in Norway, we have this very interesting history some years ago, how we made this new law when it comes to smoking, because we influenced the thinking of what is proper in this situation. And I think when it comes to international public health, we can ask what are the main things that we can influence to change the way we think. And I think that's in many ways is about ethics. We do have another example that is not sold in a way. The freedom to carry guns in the US is founded in the value of freedom, because they want to protect themselves. But there are many persons or societies that will think, like in Norway, if the availability of guns is free, that will increase the use of guns. But to do or to deal with such problems or challenges in society, we have to understand the substance in the value systems that exist in different societies to be able, because we have to know the implications of these value systems to do proper achievements. So for this example, we have to know much about the Norwegian way of thinking, and we have to know the American way of thinking about guns to understand the differences between these two countries. I think this goes down to one word. It's all about politics. Because this lad, your world or mind, is about who is going to give the premises, or what are to be the premises of to judge what is right or what is wrong in different issues. In international public health, you have to consider ethical themes or values to do proper actions.